Today is Monday, September 16th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Step Family Day. Oh, I should wish Happy Stepfather Day. Happy Step Family Day to my stepfather. It's also National Play-Doh Day. It's National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. Mayflower Day. And National Guacamole Day. And as we know, I do not like to share my guacamole. I don't know why. I don't know. I actually am not much of a sharer when it comes to food. I used to hate it when my mom would eat off my plate. I can share if it is in... The guacamole was a weird situation. Because I can share appetizers. Or if we've decided as a group, hey, we're going to order a bunch of stuff and we're going to... Whatever. Although I don't really like family style, because I like to know the portion of food that I'm getting and to consume that portion. So I'm not a huge fan of family style eating. Now, Mark and I, when we eat together, as we're getting older especially, and we both like to try a lot of things, so we will have a negotiated thing where we will say, okay, I'm going to get the... For instance, I'm going to get the pork belly, and you can get the filet, I don't know, or whatever, the chicken something. And we will split our meal in half, exactly in half, and we will transition one half to the other person's plate and one half, and we will eat. Or occasionally, we will do the old people thing where we order one appetizer, one entree, one dessert, and we share everything because we're just not feeling super hungry. I used to think that was so annoying. But now it seems so logical because sometimes we're just not as hungry as other times. So I don't know. So I share with Mark fine, and if it is an agreed upon appetizer, like for instance, it's from the appetizer menu, then I'm fine sharing. But for whatever reason, we went to that taco place and Joe and I had a conversation. Is this a single person one or is this for the table? Because I wanted a little crunch because the tacos didn't have anything with them. They didn't have rice and beans. Not that rice and beans are crunchy, but I'm saying there was no side item at all. And I thought, well, I need crunch because as you guys know, I need some texture. I need a soft thing, a crunchy thing. I need bready textures. I need little vegetable textures. I mean, they're crispy, but there's a difference between a crunchy fried chip, like tortilla chip, and a crunchy piece of cucumber or something. They're both crunchy, but it's a different kind of, and I need a lot of variety in texture. When you're serving me food, the best food is going to have a variety of flavors. You're going to have sweet, you're going to have sour, you're going to have salty, you're going to have umami, you're going to have whatever. Whatever the flavors are, you're going to have those. But I also would like a lot of different textures. You're going to have some silky smooth sauces. You're going to have some crispiness, some crunchiness, some, you know, all of that. You got to have all of those different textures as well. I'm a big texture person. So I don't know. So I had gotten it in my head that this was my crunch. I had four tacos, maybe three. I think I got three tacos. And then the chips were my crunch. And I didn't get beans or rice. I specifically got the chips and guacamole as my side item. That's the other thing. Think about if you had mashed potatoes and Daniel Brewer was just reaching a spoon over and getting clumps of your mashed potatoes. And you're like, hey, this is the side item that's going with my meal. I had ordered them as a side item in my mind. So there you go. Love guacamole and don't want to share it, apparently. All right, well, we had really finished, and I covered most. I assume a lot of you listened to the mix, but we had covered most of our vacation, so I'm going to stop. If you guys have any questions, I flew back I don't remember if I covered any of it, but I got up in the morning. Daniel had already left. I used the hot tub and wet sauna, dry sauna, all that one last time. Packed up my shit. Got in my rental car. Put in the rental car return place and a gas station to get gas. Got gas. Went to the rental car. Because of my Avis preferred, this time I did not have to talk to anyone. Picking it up or dropping it off. I just parked in a parking space. The return area. In the app, you just click a button that says return vehicle and it says, we'll email you a receipt. Have a nice day. And I left. There was nothing. And there was a bus right there. Took me to the airport and I flew back. I was not happy with my seat on the airplane on the first plane, but well, it was just, I thought I was going to have a seat free next to me and this lady just waited till the very last minute to get on and it was just annoying. But anyway, so I had a layover in Dallas and made it home fine. I wasn't late or anything like that. Mark picked me up. We came home and I had work the next day. I was so tired Thursday and Friday. I'm just getting too old. Normally, I always want to have a buffer between a vacation and going back to work. So if we arrive on a, it's ideal to arrive home on a Friday and get a full Saturday, Sunday to unpack, do any chores that need to be done around the house, but also just veg out like on Sunday to really relax from the, because vacations tire me out. We plan a lot of shit. And so I get tired. But this time I arrived around 10 p.m. on Wednesday evening, maybe 9 p.m. And then Thursday, 8 in the morning, work. And I really could not get much work done because Thursday, because I was just so tired. And then Friday, I was still so tired. I had therapy on Friday, and the minute she asked me how I was doing, I burst into tears. Because just random stuff, I don't know. I'm trying to become more, assertive is not necessarily the right word for it, but I'm trying to be more honest and open with folks about how I'm feeling, you know, if something is bothering me, letting them know, you know, that sort of thing. Because I tend to be a people pleaser and just go along with whatever anybody says. And so Joe Batance had been asking me on this trip, how are you? 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 And so I finally just said, are you okay? Well, he was just like, are you okay? And multiple days, two or three days in a row, he's asking me, are you okay? And I keep saying, yes, I'm okay. So I thought, oh, well, I'm going to use this as my kind of, hey, being honest with people, you know, even though it might make him unhappy or something. So I say, hey, Joe, I just want to let you know that, you know, I've been in therapy. I'm trying to be less of a people pleaser and tell people how I really feel. And you asking me if I'm okay multiple times when I've already told you that I'm okay is confusing for me because I don't know what to do. I don't know how to please you because I think I'm fine. You obviously don't, but I do think I'm fine. So if you could stop asking me if I'm okay. And then later, he said that I snapped at him. And so I was like, oh no, and then that made me feel bad. And then there was some conversation I had with Mark where again, I was trying to be more open and honest and it didn't go well. And then I had a meeting coming up that I was really not looking forward to. And I was so tired. It was going to be a confrontational kind of meeting. And those three things were weighing on my mind. And so she says, oh, how you been doing? And I immediately started crying. She asked me she said, like at the end of the therapy, which I did not like, I'm going to tell her this, but she said, hey, one thing I want you to consider doing is going to the doctor. You're getting around that age where you need to get some things checked out. Maybe you can get your testosterone checked and things of that nature. And I was thinking, is she saying because I'm crying that she thinks I have low testosterone or because I can't handle it? I do not. First of all, I am the hairiest mofo you will ever meet. Just about. I'm balding and no problems with, you know, erections or anything. I mean, if I did, but I don't, I'm not to the point where I can go to the doctor yet, but I'm just like, is that your solution to have me go to a medical doctor? Like, I don't feel like my emotions are being, I don't know. Anyway, which is weird. But so yeah, I had therapy, I had work. I actually moved that meeting to Monday because I just told her I'm not feeling well because I was really tired. I just, whatever. And then Saturday we played Pokemon. I just had a relaxing day. I cooked breakfast in the morning and then we had Chick-fil-A for dinner. And that was it. And then on Sunday, again, another I finished my putting together my Pi dog, my Raspberry Pi robot dog. It's kind of cute. And we did a little bit more planning for Greece. We're basically done, but we were just like reserving our train ride from, you know, from Rome to the port and stuff like that. So we did that stuff. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.